I understand how easy it is for this town to become consumed in the game of politics, to turn every issue into a running tally of who's up and who's down. I've heard that one Republican strategist told his party that even though they may want to compromise, it's better politics to go for the kill. Another Republican senator that defeating health care reform is about breaking me. So let me be clear. This isn't about me. I have great health insurance, and so does every member of Congress.
Uh-oh. Here's a member of Congress right here. It's the Ro Khan Show on the Big 89 WLS. Jim Johnson in the newsroom, Amy Jacobson in the Traffic Weather Center, and Congressman Peter Roskam is on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Congressman, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Delighted.
And when you heard the president say that last night, and actually he was asked a couple of times in different ways last night if he would be willing to take this this level of health care, and he pointed out accurately there's a doctor with him at all times, and that is you know, our protocol. It's been our protocol literally for 150 years to have, you know, it used to be the Surgeon General literally would stand next to the president because it's the continuity of the executive branch. I understand that. Get it. But then people always go, what about Congress? Why don't they take this? If they want to push for it, why don't they take it? So quickly, what is your thought on that?
Well, here, you know, there was an amendment that was offered in the Ways and Means Committee last week by Congressman Dean Heller, a Republican from Nevada, and he made that exact point. And it was, if this is good for the country, it ought to be able to be good enough for the United States Congress. Every Republican voted in favor of it, along with one Democrat from Alabama, but the majority of the Democrats on the committee voted against it. And I think it, you know, with all due respect to the president, when he comes out and blames Republicans for this bill not moving forward, look, they got Al Franken, right? I mean, the Democratic Party has a supermajority in the United States Senate. They have a 40-vote majority in the United States House of Representatives.
Right.
And it's his own party that is pushing back on this.
Well, but Congressman, I will say this. That I never thought I would ever hear the words, hey, the Democratic Party has Al Franken. But I will say this, though. This is an important thing. And I think this is where Republicans miss the point. Republicans who are out there trying to red meat this issue, they are trying to go out there and take the president on in a personal way. And we saw that over the last couple of days with some of the congressmen doing that. And Republicans, by taking him on personally, are always at risk because he's a likable guy. Whether
right.
his policies are likable are separate, and he uses the energy of personal criticism to enrich his base. As a matter of fact, I received an email today. I'm on all the email chains for all of these different, you know, organizations, and the Republicans sent me something, and the White House sends me something, and the White House sent out a piece today about the fact, and they're going back. Here we are 3 days later. After a congressman, said that this was about him and this is the way that this will be his Waterloo, you know, was the exact quote. If we can take him down on this, this is the end of him. And the White House is reprinting that and sending that out as part of their pitch. Look at how crazy these people are.
Well, but it's not selling. And here's the thing. So when the president comes out and says, if you have health insurance that you like and you get to keep it, the fact is, according to the Lewin Group and anybody that has looked at this thing, Roe, objectively says, by definition, that's not going to happen. You're going to move folks from the private insurance marketplace into the public health insurance marketplace. You're not going to have the private coverage anymore. Let me give you one example. So the director of the budget, the Congressional Budget Office, comes into the Ways and Means Committee. And this is the big marquee hearing, right, where all the bells and whistles are there, and it's the big game, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes and he sits down, and this is the nonpartisan director of the Congressional Budget Office, and I'm paraphrasing, but he made two points. He said, number one, you're rushing this. It's 1,000 pages. You've just given it to us, and we haven't had a chance to evaluate it. But number two, what we have looked at has made it very clear that this is not going to save money. This is going to cost a tremendous amount of money.
Public money.
So, pardon me?
Public money.
Yeah, I mean, a fortune. And so here's what the Blue Dog Democrats that I'm talking to, what these guys are experiencing is they voted for the stimulus package in the twinkling of an eye, $1 trillion package if you include the interest, and 2 million jobs have sifted away since then. Mm-hmm. They voted for cap and trade, many of these guys,
yep.
and they went back to their districts and got the living daylights beat out of them because nobody read that bill. And now they're being asked to transform a fifth of the United States economy into the hands of the federal government, and they're not willing to just to pirouette and pivot on a dime in order to satisfy the president. And my argument is, look, if this is a good idea today, it will be a good idea after the congressional recess.
Now, let me ask you, as a congressional Republican, Congressman Roskam, where would you like to say, do you agree that change needs to come?
Yeah, no question. Look,
okay, what would you do?
Okay, so here's one of the things you got to do. Let's first of all break down and focus in on the actual number of uninsured. There's a number that sort of floats around in...
Yeah, everybody's saying that as of last night, the official number out of the White House is 47 million.
Okay, that's a complete fiction, and here's why. If you break it down, of that group, the 9.5 million of them are illegal aliens.
Yeah, but
listen,
Congressman,
let me finish though.
Okay.
You got 9.5 million that are not here legally. You've got 12 million that are here and are eligible for public programs, but they're just not on them. And this is census data.
Okay.
You've got another group that is making an economic decision not to buy coverage. Right? They're just feeling.
Right. They don't want to spend the money on the younger people, the 18 to 34s.
Yeah. And then there's another group, actually 21 to 25. And those are kids that if we made some simple changes to the insurance law, they can get on their parents' coverage. So that is all to say, when you really break this down, it's closer to 8 million that
right.
you really got your head around.
Okay. Now let me stop and go. And by the way, those insurance, well, that 21 to 25 pool that you're talking about is a very inexpensive pool to cover.
Yeah.
Because
right.
they think they're bulletproof, but in part because they tend to be much healthier than you know, people as they get older, right?
Yeah.
If you look at it actuarially. And the illegal alien thing is a separate issue, though, because those people are still availing themselves of the health care. I mean, what are we
okay,
going to do?
Let's take your premise. And then, okay, so what do? We go from the 8 million that I suggested up to 17, but you're not at 47. You and I can both agree.
I agree. That those numbers, I mean, listen, any number that comes out of Washington, and with all due respect,
no,
Congressman,
listen, man, I get it.
If it comes out of the CBO, I don't believe it either, let alone the White House. So.
So you asked me, what would you do? First of all, I would focus in on that number that we would all agree there is a core group of people that are not served by the current system, and that's where the action needs to be. We need to make healthcare portable so that you're not bound to your employer necessarily.
Okay, so healthcare portability, what about the issue? Because I'm going to get short on time here, and I apologize, because this is a great and important issue that affects every single American in a life and death sort of way eventually. So this does require some time. But the portability, what about tort reform?
Yeah, you've got to create some sort of predictability within the tort liability system and take away the defensive medicine components to it. You know, and we need to take it away from the point of view of insurance carriers being able to cherry pick people based on pre-existing conditions. We need to take the limitations away from chambers of commerce and alumni associations and other groups that right now are prohibited from gathering and pooling their resources and giving them a stronger position to go out into the marketplace and negotiate a better deal. Now, the insurance carriers have all the power.
So you even as a Republican would support chipping into the insurance
industry. Oh, yeah, listen, no question about it. And I think this is where the opportunity is, because if we get this...
So is this a negotiation on the behalf of the president? Is he trying to get that?
Well, I don't want to try and speak for the president or get inside his head, but I think there has been this orthodoxy that has been created on the part of the left within the Democratic Party that has said it's a public government-run insurance program or nothing. And I think that's kind of a deal breaker. If we can get that thing off the table so that you don't have it really a prelude to a single payer system, then I think it's game on. And we can do some good stuff come September.
Congressman, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. Congressman Peter Roskam. All right. I would like to do a recession reducer because I'd like to reduce your recession. I have Governor Pat Quinn coming in with Ron Majors. That's the only way. It's like Ron Majors
escorting him in.
Is escorting him in.
Wow.
We've got also maybe can a monkey cure HIV?
Whose doctor is that?
I'm just telling you. I'm just going to ask you that question, and I think I can answer it for you. And a great Chicago actor will be here as well. I won't tell you who until he gets here. And then Rita Rudner is going to join us as well. The Rokan Show continues on the Big 89 WLS.
The Rokan Show is on the Big 89,
where Chicago comes to talk.
WLS.